This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates are still digesting Friday's temporary Supreme Court ruling that put two Louisiana abortion businesses back in action. Louisiana and Texas laws are each making the case that states have an obligation to protect women seeking medical care, even in abortion. National Right to Life's Dave Andrusko says the ruling simply puts Louisiana on equal footing with Texas, and both states' laws will now follow more parallel paths before the high court. Clarence Thomas was a lone dissenter in Friday's ruling. Be prepared for abortion advocates trying to claim that babies feel no pain in abortion. The idea of fetal pain came from the pro-abortion camp and has been scientifically studied and thoroughly validated. Yet this new no-pain study, not even authored by a scientist but by a poli-sci prof at Rutgers, is being picked up by media personalities and presented as valid. This is Life News Radio.
Despite years of work by the women's movement to end all inequality of the sexes, we see today a world where many women are still judged based upon their careers and material gains, and many more are in much worse conditions worldwide, at the mercy of the sex trade. To overcome all forms of violence and injustice towards women and children, Guiding Star is working to build up the esteem of motherhood and the importance of women in family life. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
In other headlines, the University of Iowa wants to keep using abortion specimens and so is trying to block an Iowa bill banning their sale. And the current 40 days for life, without really focusing on a total count, has seen nearly 300 moms change their minds about having an abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.